Remember Our Military Minutes, presented by Sieben Gross von Holtem & Carey Limited, the Know Your Rights Attorneys.
Tom, who's on our CCO Newsline?
Our guest today is a real warrior, a gentleman that spent over 40 years in the military, a retired major, Norman Hekimovich. Norman, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Tom.
You spent a large portion of your life in the military and served in Korea, Vietnam, and also Desert Storm.
That is great.
That covered a few years.
That covered 42 and a half years. It was a long period of time. Right after high school, I went into the service against my parents' better judgment, but I wanted to go in and serve my country like my father and seven uncles during World War II, so I joined the U.S. military and went through basic training in airborne and ranger school so that I wanted to be part of the best. And from that, I served in Korea with an airborne unit and then came back and went to college, graduated, and was a principal in Corray, Minnesota, and was an officer in a military and intelligence background, and they needed an intelligence officer for Vietnam, not an intelligent one, but an intelligent. So I went to Vietnam for 3 years and served over there for 3 years with MACV and MACV SOG. And then I resigned my commission after that and went back as a enlisted man in the Army Reserve. And I was called back and went to Desert Storm, served in Iraq and Kuwait, and made the whole show.
You've had quite a career, sir, and you also spent 40 years in education, and you were telling me the other day that your son is in the reserves and the principal at another school, and when he was called up for deployment, you came out of retirement once again, didn't you?
That's true. After I retired from being a principal, I worked for the State Department of Education for about 5 years, and then I thought I was getting too old. I was going to retire, and 9/11 came, and he was principal down in Spring Valley or Kingsland School District, and 10 days after 9/11, he got called into active duty, and they needed a principal, so, Dad, would you take my place?
I guess that's a pretty good dad to remember on Father's Day, sir.
Yes, it was. Plus the fact that I felt that it was so important for the school districts and for the kids to have somebody that was reliable and had some experience. So that was my contribution to that first 9/11, was to go in and serve for my son.
Major, we talked a little bit about the difference between how troops were treated when you and I came back from Vietnam and how we're treating them today, and thank goodness that we're taking a lot better care of our troops as a society. But do you have some words of wisdom for our today's troops on this Father's Day weekend?
Yes, I do. I just feel that the soldiers of today are being taken care of much better, and we got to never forget, do not punish the soldiers. You may not politically agree with war, but don't forget our soldiers. And this Father's Day weekend, there are a lot of fathers serving, and prior to this we had Mother's Day, and there are a lot of mothers serving, so we never want to forget those people who are serving, and we don't want to ever treat people like we were treated after Vietnam.
Norman, thank you for your service, and thank you for being with us today. And if you'd like more information on how you can help support the troops, go to beyondtheyellowribbon.org or todaysbusinessradio.com. Click on Support Our Troops. You can learn how to be a Yellow Ribbon community.
Remember Our Military Minutes, presented by Sieben Gross von Holtem & Carey Limited, the Know Your Rights Attorneys.